Welcome to WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Lauren Wasman, and this is our 44th episode. And while I'm usually in the behind-the-scenes portion of production, this is my first week hosting the podcast. We will be exploring a new path of new music that will take us to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan with the Fruit Bats, down to the valleys of Virginia with the Steel Wheels, and eventually to Asheville, North Carolina, where we will hear from Julian Pinelli during our DJ for a Day segment. Our segue of the show matches the classical and powerful voice of Carole King with the singer and guitarist AJ Haynes of the Serotones. But first, we will hear from some soulful voices from down in Austin, Texas with their song, Crazy Lonely.
One, two, three, four.
Crazy lonely, crazy lonely, crazy, crazy lonely, crazy, crazy lonely. Crazy lonely, crazy lonely, crazy, crazy lonely, crazy, crazy lonely. I feel like a failure most of the time. So many dreams have died on the vine. When we're together, we just sit there and stare at our phones glowing. We ain't even half. Crazy lonely, crazy lonely, crazy, crazy lonely. Misfortunes of those that we don't know, but we filter our faults. And listen, we filter our faults, we sanitize our thoughts, try to stay.
Crazy, 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 cr
If I woke up to laughter in the light of day, I'd say thank you, sorry it took so long to say. I pray that you found some kind of home, because it's for me, I'm still out in the snow.
A song for Mandy from Mohawk, wherever she may be. That was Fruit Bats with a track from their newest album, Gold Past Life, titled Mandy from Mohawk, Wherever You May Be. It speaks to our regrets, our past loves, and those things we never got to say. Originally formed in 1997 out of Chicago, Illinois, singer-songwriter Eric D. Johnson has remained the main member of the band. Having signed with Merge Records in late 2018, this album presents the band's want to share positivity, motivation, and hope to, quote, keep on keeping on with a larger audience. Before that, we heard from the continuation of Kevin Russell's musical journey, which is the Shiny Ribs, with their song Crazy Lonely from Fog and Bling. This band has an array of talent coming from Kevin Russell on lead vocals, guitar, and ukulele, Keith Langford on drums, Winfield Cheek on piano, organ, keyboard, Jeff Brown on bass, Tiger Anya and Mark Wilson as the Tijuana Trainwreck Horns, in addition to the Shiny Soul Sisters, Alice Spencer and Kelly McWee on back vocals. This track expresses what it's like for all of us to live in a world where everyone focuses more on their handheld devices than the people that they're surrounded by. It's, quote, crazy lonely. Up next, we have more traditional tracks like one from Leftover Salmon's own Andy Thorne. But first, let's hear from Asheville native and fiddler, Julian Pinelli. Welcome to DJ for a Day. We are here with Asheville native Julian Pinelli. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, Lauren. Great to be here.
Julian has shared the stage with artists like the innovative cellist Ben Solee and the progressive bluegrass band Front Country, who he was with when they played in Studio B here at WNCW in 2017. So tell us, Julian, from the beginning, how did you get involved with music?
Well, it's kind of been a family thing. My mom is a Suzuki violin teacher in Asheville, and so I started pretty early on with her. And my dad is a bluegrass musician, so I kind of started playing fiddle tunes along with the Suzuki method pretty early on. And then just with the great local music scene in Asheville kind of just built on itself from there. So.
About how old were you when you started playing?
I was 4 years old when I started the Suzuki method.
And growing up in Asheville, how beneficial was that to your musical endeavors?
I think it was pretty crucial just to be around such great music. Just everything from Shindig on the Green and like all the people that would come down from Madison County, play fiddles, and then later on go into more of the bar scene where the jams would happen at Jack of the Wood and Isis Music Hall in the Bywater, and then in the summertime going out to the Swannanoa Gathering. Yeah, it's just like doesn't get very much better than that in terms of having great musicians to learn from.
Do you have any specific memories that really stick out in your head?
I think another big influence to me was my cousin. He's a great fiddle player, Duncan Wickle. And I think just hearing him play around town and going over to his house and seeing cool house concerts and folks like Rashad Eggleston coming through town, I think he was also a big connection to the greater acoustic music world, and really like a cool way to see the world in terms of music and fiddle playing. So
you've just released your debut album of instrumentals in May of this year, which is a really great album with such wonderful artists. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, maybe about your writing process, who plays on the album, things like that?
Yeah, so I think the record is very much ensemble-based. It features the same musicians throughout the record. And I think when you share such a specific and niche music genre and skill, it's easy to really just connect with people. And that happened for me when I went down to the Savannah Music Festival's Acoustic Music Seminar, which is just like a week-long camp of 16 students that gather. And I just connected with everybody pretty instantly because, you know, we all do this very specific thing. And that's where I met the bulk of the band that I later hired for the record. So it was a year after that camp that I flew everyone to Boston and just kind of like went to the studio for 4 days, and it was pretty much like unrehearsed. And I think the reason that works for bluegrass is because you have these conventions, like the etiquette and conventions, like taking solos and playing the head at the beginning and the end, and kind of things just fall into place, especially when you're playing with great musicians. So yeah, features on mandolin, Tristan Scroggins, he's a great mandolin player and doing a lot of great things in the bluegrass community. Sam Leslie, who's a classmate of mine in Boston, from Colorado, great guitar player. And then Matthew Davis, who plays around a lot with Circus Nine, one of my favorite banjo players. And then Dan Klingsberg, who's a great bass player from Boston. And yeah, I think just like having them as part of this project alone were like a big inspiration for the tunes. But overall, I wrote the tune sort of over the span of the last 4 years in Boston. So.
Awesome. And have you heard this album on the radio yet?
No, I haven't.
No. Well, I know you grew up listening to grassroots radio and things like that. Do you have any specific experiences with WNCW? I don't know if you've ever told me about listening to WNCW.
Yeah. Well, it's been kind of a big part of my childhood. And I definitely listened to Going Across the Mountain pretty much every Saturday growing up. And yeah, that was like a lot of the great bluegrass that I learned to love, and new bands to check out were all kind of from that show. And yeah, just great memories of listening to WNCW, doing projects with my dad, and then going down to Shindig in the summer playing, and it's all kind of all connected.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much.
While some fiddles do have five strings, they are rarely picked like the banjo on this track. Here's Five String Picker and a Second String Band by Andy Thorne.
can, cause I'm a five string picker in a second string band. Stickney's on the guitar and he'll play your favorite song. When the free beer starts a-pouring, he'll be picking all night long. Bobby's sewing on that fiddle, though he can barely stand. And I'm a five-string picker in a second-string band. Is the best in the land. I'm a five string picker in a second string band. Good times never end. Ain't got no boss, man, no time to clock in. I'm a five-string picker in a second-string band. I'm a five-string picker in a second-string band.
I
House and Land are two women, Sarah Louise and Sally Ann Morgan, that are haunting listeners with that new supernatural-like track, Cursed Soldier, from across the field. While the two are out of Asheville, North Carolina, they have played amongst British folk heroes like Shirley Collins and Carol Pegg. Both Louise and Morgan have spoken on how they take feminist interpretations of these songs that reflect on a different time and attitude. Before that was Virginia-based Steel Wheels with the new track From Over the Trees. Something New brings a recurring theme of meditation and mantra to the listeners, which the band used to venture farther outside of their comfort zone for this album, which is their seventh. And it also coincides with the seventh year of their festival, the Red Wings Roots Music Festival in Mount Solon, Virginia. The fiddle player Eric Brubaker said, quote, "Over the Trees is a compilation of songs about surviving tragedies." The album is dedicated to the memory of Nora Brubaker, Eric's daughter who died suddenly earlier this year. In contrast to those two tracks, at the top of the hour we heard Five String Picker and a Second String Band from Andy Thorne's solo album Frontiers Like These. When Thorne was 12, he was already playing the guitar, but when he saw a banjo for sale at a neighbor's yard sale, he bought it. He studied jazz guitar at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, but his studies on the banjo underneath star musicians like Rex McGee and Ryan Cavanaugh are what brought him to the musician he is today with Leftover Salmon. We now hear from two artists who have come back to the scene after a few years away. First, here's Alana Mendel.
If I could rewind, go back in time, leave here behind, wake up again, swim to the top. Thank you.
Having recently struggled with addiction, this album Renegade is Dylan LeBlanc's homecoming album. After returning to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where he moved to at a young age from Shreveport, Louisiana, he started writing this album. LeBlanc says, quote, "This record is about me getting honest with myself." LeBlanc was raised in a Southern Baptist church, and he recalls going to bed terrified that demons were going to steal his soul like his preacher told him, and this particular track, Damned, is LeBlanc confronting that experience. We also heard from Alana Mendel during this set with the title track from Wake Up Again. The core of this album leads back to Mendel's experiences over the past 4 years since her last album, Dark Lights Up. For two of those 4 years, Mendel taught songwriting at two colleges and a women's prison. Some of the songs are based off of people that she met or things she heard, and Wake Up Again is about a specific woman that Mendel met in prison, who had been there for around 40 years. And even though this woman was not in Mendel's songwriting class, she did become familiar with her. Quote, "The idea that you can make a mistake so huge that you can never fix it, and what that must feel like every day, I find so crushing and tragic," Mendel said.
Friday days come and best with what I have been given. Will you say, prove it, honey, the way I may, I got to keep on moving.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died. We just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it.
That was our segue of the show that most likely sounded familiar to you. That was Carole King with It's Too Late from Tapestry, yet that was the demo version. King was only 29 when she recorded the tracks that would soon become some of the most popular in the world. And just through hearing that one track of this album, it's easy to see that King was and still is a powerhouse musician that has influenced many. And while I don't know if AJ Haynes from Serotones, which is who we heard before King, was directly influenced by her, it's easy to hear the similarities in their powerful voices. The Serotones are a Louisiana soul rock band that has already shared the stage with St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Drive By Truckers, and Gain Sloss at the Newport Folk Festival and NPR's Tiny Desk series. We heard their title track, Power, from their sophomore album, and Haynes, the frontwoman, turns to her inner self when writing on topics such as gender, race, and justice. The band will be playing at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro, North Carolina on September 15th of this year. Well, that's all for this episode of WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Lauren Wasman, and I hope you enjoyed the show. If you enjoyed these tracks, please support these artists by going to see them perform live or buying their music. Both is highly encouraged. You can also catch many of these artists on our weekday music mix and or specialty shows. More details on becoming a member and helping us continue our mission on our website at wncw.org. Until next time, we leave you with our theme song from Eliza Lynn.
Sing a new song.